longing within the heart for the heart's desire. Looking deeply into the heart, deeply into the center. And as you look into the center of the body, into the center of the heart, into the center of life, you glimpse for a moment the singularity, the pearl of great price. And it is as if you are drawn towards this, drawn into the center of your body, into the center of your life, into the center of the universe. Into the pearl of great price, the smooth point, the single point. And as you touch that point, you experience the fire of the Yud. The deep, infinitely extended will. You feel embraced by the He, the infinite love that generates all form. You become the Vav, the mediating principle that joins each to each other. You become the He final, the magnetic center, the earth point of the mystery. Within you and around you and through you, there is the breath of the Shin, the Ruach Elohim, the living and holy breath that comes and goes as it wills, that moves the worlds, that moves our cells, that lives in our breath, in our bone, and in our blood. And we are marked by the name, bearing the name, blessed by the name, embodying the name. And as we relax into the presence of the name, as we become the expression of the singularity, as we hear the echo, E'aye Asha E'aye, arising as the thatness, the suchness, out of the singularity, from the gleam of the pearl of great price, we find ourselves standing before a spiral way up a mountain in the desert. A little way up the mountain, there is a great cloud which obscures the top of the mountain. And before us, there is a pathway that leads up and into the clouds. We feel the power of the divine breath within us. We find our sense of self as the expression of the name, and we are drawn upwards, following the spiraling way, step by step. Leaving behind the known, moving towards the cloud of unknowing in the mountain of mystery. Step by step, noticing that the path that we walk on has been worn smooth by the many others who have walked this way. Feeling as we follow in their footsteps a connection, an union, as we come into the sense of the unity that is underneath the multiplicity. Feeling the unity through time. So alongside us as we walk, they walk others from many hundreds of years before us, many hundreds of years after us, making the journey into the place of mystery, into the cloud of unknowing. Slowly coming to the edge of the cloud. Before us, there is a great stone doorway. Marked with the symbol of a human-headed winged bull, the gatekeeper, the guardian of the mountain. As you look at this ancient image, it becomes three-dimensional, so that we are standing before the living guardian, this human's head and winged body and eagle wings. And his beard of turquoise and lapis lazuli. He looks upon us and stares deeply into us and challenges us, asking us, why have we come here? What is our purpose? Speak from the heart. That he may open or close the gates of life to you. He opens the gateway to us, and we step across the threshold. We step into the mystery, into a living stillness. At first, without shape and form. Which then takes shape and form, becoming a city, that is at the same time mysterious and deeply known. There is a sense of returning home and a sense of total newness. In front of us is a straight road that ascends to the heart of the city. On either side of us there are streets. There are buildings of great beauty and possibility. There are other people in the city. Not many, but some. Who walk slowly, who are wrapped in their own contemplation of the mystery. They greet us and then pass by on their own path. There is a great quality of luminosity, of light shining from within, so that stones and flowers and plants and the small animals that we see in the streets are somehow more real, more present than the beings of the outer world. They imprint themselves upon us more powerfully. And we feel the sense of a great presence that is everywhere in the city, touching, blessing, guiding each and all. And there is a moment where that presence focuses upon each of us. And we remember the phrase, Aish for Aish. Being a human being and a human being. Being joined to the deepest soul, joined to the soul of fire. Feeling that presence, seeing us, and as we are seen, so do we see. As we allow ourselves to be seen, so too we see. And we are led forward and onward into the city, step by step, noticing the outskirts of the city, noticing the byways, but guided mysteriously through the labyrinth of the city by this presence that calls us onwards. We come at one point to a small house and turn aside from the straight path, entering this house. And here on the walls and in the furnishings, we see the path of our life depicted. We see the holy things that we have raised up into heart, in our hearts. We see the tradition, the path that is most particularly ours, in its furnishings, in its decoration. And we honor our path, we honor our journey. It is delightful to discover it here within the Eternal City. bless the house and are blessed by it in return, and return to the straight way. Moving inwards and upwards. Coming to the center and apex of the city, the place of the temple. And as we contemplate the temple, we see that it has many different forms. One moment like a Buddhist temple, the next a Christian church, the next a synagogue, the next a Grecian temple or an Egyptian temple, a Hindu temple. It is the many and the one, the singularity in the 10,000 things. But at last, it is simply the garden. And as we step into the garden, we become the gardener, and we have become suddenly aware of our part in the great garden that is in all worlds and between all worlds. We see our space, our place, our work as gardener, priest, as servant of the mystery. From the center point of the garden of other four great rivers of paradise, and from those rivers, there is the work of irrigation. We feel the presence of the four great archangels, of Raphael in the river of beginnings, Michael in the river of light, Gabriel in the river of purification and transformation, and the river of death, Uriel in the river of solidity and universal law. We find these rivers flowing into us, weaving into us, even as Raphael and Michael, as Gabriel and Uriel, weave their pattern within us, our particular shape of priesthood. And they are joined in this by the Archangel Suvuviel, the angel who holds the cord and the pattern of life, who is the servant of the Shin, who is the servant of the Holy Breath. Suvuviel joins with us, making his weaving in our weaving, in weaving with his companions, the shape and the image of the living name in our living flesh, in our living service of the mystery. Creating within us a knot of light and love. Of breath, of law. That sustains itself. That is the lens and the focus point through which the divine breath flows to us and from us. And by this sustains the world. We contemplate the mystery of the living knot of light and life, of love and law. Of Raphael and Michael, of Gabriel, of Uriel, of Zerubbabel, who holds it all. Selah. Enter into silence. Enter into deeper mystery. Be at the center of the garden, in the place of the living tree, in the place of the living fountain. Enter in to stillness. Selah. Enter the wellspring, hear the living music of the divine, be the hollow bone through which the living water, the living music, the living light and law, love and life flow. Selah. Please bring your senses outwards and move into four groups of three to discuss your experience.